Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Fairfield Community High School called a special board meeting Tuesday evening to assess the district's finances and options as a result of the lack of Illinois general state aid. Although the state of Illinois has passed a budget, the mechanism used to actually fund public schools has not been implemented. In addressing the board, Superintendent Jill Fulkerson said, quote, "It is appalling that our elected officials are using our children as pawns in this budget crisis, and I implore us not to perpetuate the situation by creating controversy within our community," unquote. Fairfield Community High School's revenue is made up of 57% state funding, 35% local funding, and 8% federal funding. The first general state aid payment is usually disbursed on August 10th. The amount disbursed last year was about $82,000, and that is disbursed twice per month. Superintendent Fulkerson said that without the necessary funding mechanism in place, the aid will not be dispensed to schools. The total requested levy for Fairfield Community High School is $1.8 million. However, the arrival of those payments are usually not expected till November or December. Fairfield Community High School currently has $1.4 million in reserves, which would provide 136 calendar days into the school year or until December 22nd. Without state aid, the Fairfield High School District has three options, according to Superintendent Fulkerson. First, the district can start school on time and spend down its reserves. It could possibly take up to 10 years to replenish those reserves and would more than likely place the district on the state's financial watch list. Second, the district could start school on time but make drastic cuts, including sports and extracurriculars. Or third, not start school until the state starts its funding again. There was a lot of discussion during Tuesday night's meeting, but no action was taken on any of those three options. It is expected there will be another special board meeting in the coming days as the start of school draws closer. If the state legislature cannot solve the issue by next week, Superintendent Fulkerson says the board will be forced to choose one of those three options. Meanwhile, other school districts within Wayne County say they plan to start school on time. And the Illinois Senate will meet Sunday to deal with Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of school funding measure. Senate President John Cullerton issued a statement Wednesday, but the Chicago Democrat did not specifically mention a vote to override the governor's amendatory veto. The measure introduced an evidence-based funding model to improve fairness in state aid to public schools. It would ensure that no school gets any less than it got this year and then funnels money first to districts with more poverty and other needs. Governor Rauner used his amendatory veto to remove a portion of the legislation that he says is too generous to Chicago public schools. Cullerton says work on a compromise continues. More news after this.
When life reaches an ending place, it's comforting to know that immediate assistance is available from the Cook Funeral Chapels in Carmi, Crossville, and Grayville. Cook's high standard of service and compassion is your assurance that all matters will be handled with the utmost dignity and respect. All three locations are handicapped accessible, allowing all the opportunity to comfort those in need. For immediate assistance, contact the Cook Funeral Chapels in Carmi, Crossville, and Grayville.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
On Wednesday, the Wabash County Sheriff's Office arrested Daniel R. Akers, 24, of Lawrenceville, at the Wabash County Courthouse in downtown Mount Carmel. Akers had an active Wabash County warrant for aggravated fleeing or eluding, stemming from a July 20th incident in Wabash County. It is alleged that Akers fled from authorities, reaching speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour through northern Wabash County. Akers was in court for a seizure forfeiture hearing involving his 2005 Chevy pickup truck, which was used on the night of July 20th. Akers was taken to the Wabash County Jail, where he later posted $1,000 cash bond and was released pending a court appearance. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports that four juveniles have been identified as being involved in a break-in and vandalism at the old high school and grade school in Crossville. After numerous interviews were conducted, police report the suspects are two 10-year-old juveniles, an 11-year-old, and a 12-year-old. Information about the suspect's alleged involvement in the vandalism has been forwarded to White County State's Attorney Denton Nod for possible charges in juvenile court. The old schools are currently being used as the Crossville Community Center. Inside the old schools, the suspects are accused of pouring some sort of liquid all over the floors and spray painting doors and walls with black spray paint. In the kitchen, there was a lot of damage, including food items being poured over the floors. Some of the cookers had been spray painted. A table was damaged after somebody used some type of hammer to beat holes in it. And a door window was also knocked out. At this time, there's been no estimate on how much damage has been done. A $200 cash reward is being offered through the White County Crime Stoppers program for information leading to an arrest in connection with criminal damage to the Centerville Cemetery in northern White County. Somebody drove a vehicle through the cemetery cutting donuts. Deep ruts were left on the property due to recent rains. Contact the White County Sheriff's Department if you have any information about that vandalism at the Centerville Cemetery. And the Wayne County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of 20-year-old David T. Asher of Fairfield on a charge of theft. The bond in that case was set at $150 cash. More news after this.
When accident and illness happen, look to Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro to provide quality, competent health care close to home. Family care nurse practitioners Wes Henson, Kathy Taylor, and Diana Muggy-Vaughn in Carmi, Doctors Marigoppen, Ringhofer, and Pellegrin, plus nurse practitioners Heather Johnson and Laura DeVue in McLeansboro are also here for your family's health care needs. And in Carmi on Oak Street, weekend convenient care clinic hours are now available on Saturdays and Sundays, including X-ray. We've got you covered at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, Carmi and McLeansboro.
This is Julia Rowe from Busch Stadium Special Events. We like to say that Busch Stadium is a place where dreams come true both on and off the field. Did you know that we've hosted weddings at home plate, corporate batting practices on the field, and parties in the Cardinals clubhouse? The ballpark is a versatile venue accommodating any type of event, large or small, casual or elegant. Make your next memory at Busch Stadium with a unique event. Find out more at cardinals.com/events.
The Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest is going to take place on Thursday, September the 14th at 8 p.m. There will be an informational meeting for potential contestants at 6 p.m. next Monday, August 14th at the Chop Shop in Fairfield. Headshot photos will be taken following the meeting, and contestants are asked to wear black for those pictures. Contact Chastity Fry at 599-9912 for more information. Potential contestants may pick up pageant applications at any time at the Chop Shop prior to that meeting. Plant a Seed for a Better Tomorrow is the theme of this year's Sisney Reunion. This evening, the annual Miss and Little Miss Sisney Reunion pageant will be held. A Tiny Tot pageant will also be staged, all this starting at 7 o'clock this evening. Tomorrow, Friday, there will be plenty of music and fun featured from 6 to 10 p.m. Heather and Marty will be performing at 7 o'clock Friday evening with bingo from 7 to 9. A one-mile fun run will be held at 7:30 Saturday morning with the big 5K run and walk event at 8 a.m. Breakfast will be offered from 7 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, sponsored by the Sisney Community Center Board. From 8 to 10 Saturday morning, setup will be held for the tractor show. From 9 till noon, registration will be held for the Clay County Cruisers Car Show. From 10 till 11 a.m., the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church will be sponsoring kids games. Kids Day activities will be held on the square with inflatables for the kids. A pedal tractor pull will be held at noon, a pie-eating contest at 1, with the giant Sisney Reunion Parade at 2:30. Now, you will have a chance to win cash during a ball drop at 5 p.m. The group Sojourn Rocks will take the stage Saturday night at 7 with more bingo from 7 till 9. And, of course, there will be crafts and flea market vendors throughout the event, along with a rock wall. Officials with the Illinois Department of Transportation report plans to make repairs to Illinois Route 14 in McLeansboro at the viaduct. They'll be closing Route 14 at the viaduct today from 8 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. While DOT officials say they expect motorists to find their way around the closure, a suggested detour would involve turning onto South Marshall Avenue to get back to the state highway. Next Tuesday, Asgrow DeKalb will be hosting the Williams Plot Field Day. The plot is located 3 miles east of Carmi on the Epworth Road, then a mile south. Look for the signs leading you to the Kent Williams Farm. Asgrow DeKalb officials will be on hand for a product and technology showcase, and dinner will also be offered. A hunter safety class has been set for next week at the Fairfield Gun Club. On Friday the 18th, The class will begin at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday the 19th, the class will start at 8:30 a.m. and run till about 3:30. To sign up, call the U of I Extension office at 842-3702. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering 25 cents per barrel, and today they're paying $42.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, a 90-year-old longtime Fairfield resident, Marie Elizabeth Crispin Naney, died Tuesday, August 8th in Urbana. She grew up in Mount Airy, going to school and working in the Mount Airy and Fairfield areas. She married and raised her four children in the Fairfield and Boylston area and is a member of the Fairfield Church of the Nazarene after moving. She also attended Champaign First Church of the Nazarene in Champaign and Mattoon Nazarene Church when she was able. Survivors include a son, Eric, and wife, Mary Naney of Opdyke, daughters Gloria and husband Mark McDuffie of Urbana, and Justa Tingley of St. Charles, Missouri, sisters Maxine Gregory of Nora City, Marietta Enyart of Louisville, Golda Mae Brent of Alaska, a sister-in-law Betty Christman of Thomasboro, a close friend Amanda Kinzel, 10 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and 6 great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts, and uncles. Funeral services for Marie Elizabeth Naney will be held Saturday, 2 p.m., at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Scott Cemetery at Mount Airy. Visitation will be 12 noon till the time of service Saturday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Then a reception will follow at the Fairfield Church of the Nazarene. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Fountain of Life Church of the Nazarene in Fairfield and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 101-year-old Wayne City resident Nola Griffith died Thursday, August 3rd at Wayfair in Fairfield. She was a housewife and a member of the Union Star General Baptist Church at Wayne City. Survivors include a son, James, and wife, Marjorie Griffith of Chenoa, Illinois, 4 grandchildren, Thomas M. and wife, Kelly Griffith of Syracuse, New York, David M. and wife, Emily Griffith of Raleigh, North Carolina, Sheila K. and husband, Jason Weiss of Twinsburg, Ohio, and Laura J. Griffith of Parma, Ohio. One granddaughter-in-law, Jenny Griffith of Mendota, Illinois, also surviving her 8 great-grandchildren. A graveside service for Nola Griffith will be set at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Thomason Cemetery Fund and will be accepted at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for 93-year-old Fairfield resident Martha Lubine Barnard have been set for 10 o'clock this morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to First United Methodist Church for Children's Ministries and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. A graveside memorial service and burial of ashes for 80-year-old St. Louis resident Barbara Hood will take place at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Graveside services for Don Marshall Carlton, age 90, of Macedonia, will be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Macedonia Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for 55-year-old Flora resident Anthony S. Tony Motes will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora, with burial in Rusk Cemetery at Flora. Memorials in the name of Tony Motes may be made to the Illinois Patriot Guard Freedom Riders and will be accepted at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois, performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
Here's a look at sports for this morning. On the schedule, Major League Baseball tonight. It's Kansas City at St. Louis. Cardinals are going to go for a four-game sweep over the Royals. First pitch at 6:15. Now, that is an hour early. Jason Hamill on the mound for the Royals versus Lance Lynn for the Cardinals. Listen tonight as the Cardinals face the Royals at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. Our broadcast begins at 5:20 on WOKZ 105.9 FM. Cardinals last night move into a second-place tie with Milwaukee in the National League Central, a game and a half behind the Cubs with the help of the Rally Cat. Trailing by a run in the sixth inning and with the bases loaded, a feisty kitten ran across the field, bit a member of the grounds crew who was trying to grab him, who did grab him and paid for it, and jogged off the field with him. On the next pitch, Yadier Molina hits a grand slam to put the Cardinals ahead with a score they would not relinquish. They won 8-5 last night. Detroit shut out Pittsburgh 10-0. It was Minnesota shutting out Milwaukee 4-0. Colorado gets by Cleveland 3-2 in 12 innings, and Texas beat the Mets 5-1. In the National League, it was San Francisco over the Cubs 3-1. Cincinnati beat San Diego 8-3. Washington clobbered Miami 10-1. It was Philadelphia getting by Atlanta 3-2, and Los Angeles beat Arizona by the same score, 3-2. In the American League, the White Sox knock off Houston 7-1. It was Boston well over Tampa Bay 8-2. New York Yankees knocked off Toronto 11-5. Seattle doubles up Oakland 6-3, and the LA Angels beat Baltimore 5-1. Here's a look at the WFIW area weather for today. Partly sunny, high of 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low down to 65. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain with a high of 85 degrees. Saturday, looking at mostly sunny skies, high of 82, low of 60. Sunday, showers, high of 82, low of 60. And then Monday, partly cloudy, high of 85, a low of 62. Yesterday in Fairfield downtown, they had a high of 83. Our low temperature out here yesterday was 54 degrees. No precipitation in the bucket either yesterday or this morning. We've picked up 15 hundredths of an inch on the month, 22 inches, 46 hundredths on the year. Our low temperature this morning was 60, and at 6:32, the current temperature in Fairfield, it's 63. For news that's online when you're online, please go to WFIW Radio.